Do you generally feel like you are eating healthy, really doing the things and not seeing results? You're not going to want to miss this episode. We're going to dive into what to do if you are eating healthy and still gaining weight or not gaining muscle, why you can be eating healthy and not getting results, and three functional tests that will get you the answers that you need. Let's dive in.
What's up, sister? Welcome back to the Period Whisperer podcast, the show helping perimenopause and menopause women de-stress your body and decode what it's saying to you so you can own your own health, energy, and weight loss again. If you're new, I'm so happy you're here. I'm Bria, I'm your host, a recovering people pleaser and hustle addict turned functional and holistic hormone specialist. Let's lean in and learn what your body is saying to you.
Well, hey there, sister. Welcome back to the Period Whisperer podcast. Bria here, your host and fellow perimenopause struggler. How are you feeling in your body today? And remember, when I ask you this, it's not about how you think your body feels. It's how your body actually feels. Is she bloated? Are you burping a lot? Are you constipated? Are you having diarrhea? Are you having irregular periods? Are you having cramps? Are you uncomfortable in your body? Are you bloated? Are you sore? Are your muscles sore? Are your joints sore? How is she feeling? These are all messages from our body that something isn't right. And the path back is absolutely there for us, but we do always have to start with listening in to what she is needing and giving her answers. Because if you're anything like me, you've probably gone through a period of time where you're like, I'm tired. I need to caffeinate instead of I need to take a rest or breathe for a few minutes, you know, or go for a walk. Or you're like, if you're stiff and sore, I'm being like, I'm going to power through and do my workout anyway. And that's not what our body is needing at that time. So it's hard and it's a practice, but it's so very important. And I think one of the biggest challenges we run into, you know, especially in the perimenopause years, when ultimately what we're dealing with, especially in the 35 to 45 years, the biggest rub, the biggest thing that that comes in during this transition, and you hear me talk about this all the time, is that it's an added workload. So it's like you're already carrying 10 grocery bags and someone loads two more on you and some of them break, right? Like it's inevitable, right? You're juggling three balls, the fourth one comes in, you don't know how to juggle four balls and one drops. It's too much at times. If our body's already at its max, it's too much. And another really great way of looking at that, I think, is whether you want to build, you know, a body that loses weight easily or gains muscle easily, we need to recognize that our body is kind of like a business, right? We need money to make money. We need energy to make energy. If you're out there working out and you're not getting results, we need to make sure that we have enough energy in the tank, enough money in the bank in order to spend money to make money. Otherwise, you're constantly going in the red and we never really get there. And it doesn't matter how much money manifestation you do or how much body manifestation you do. If there's no gas in the tank, if there's no money in the bank, if there's no energy reservoir in your body, and then this added workload comes on, then all of a sudden things are slipping through the cracks. And then of course, when we reach over 45 and we start to deal more with the amount of our hormones, the production of our hormones going a bit haywire and also decreasing, then things start to get worse. And we descend into something we call metabolic chaos, where all of these hidden systems in our body, it's not just our hormones anymore. It's now our detoxification. It's our energy production. It's our digestion. It's our immune function. And that's when we hit a point where things are starting to break down faster than they can repair. And it's not bad enough for us to get a diagnosis. Thank goodness, right? We don't want it to be so bad. But we do need to look at the body as a whole and figure out, okay, where have I lost all of my energy? And a lot of it, of course, comes from stress in our life and how we're managing it. If we've been in stress and chronic stress for a long time, and let me tell you, sister, some of us pretend we're not in stress or don't even realize we're in stress, and we are. So if these stressors haven't gone away, whether those are emotional stressors in our life, external stressors, or whether those are internal stressors, like we're eating foods that aren't ideal, we're working out in ways that isn't ideal for our body, then we slip into this chronic stress mode. And then it's very, very hard to fill up that tank. It's very, very hard to fill up our energy reservoir that we were born with, right? We're born with this massive like trust account fund of energy. And our lifestyle starts to deplete that as it goes down. And these are really important things, I think, to recognize, because when it comes to feeling crummy in perimenopause or feeling great, this energy reservoir is everything. It's everything. You know, if you have enough reservoir for your body to handle the regular stresses that come at it, we're going to be okay, like this new stress of perimenopause. And if not, then we're going to start to run into these issues, right? We've drawn down too much on the bank account, and now things are a little too tight. So what do we do about it, right? Here we are, and we know another huge piece of the puzzle, of course, is nutrition. So if you are struggling with nutrition, like you don't know how to eat, you're Googling all these things, you're trying keto, you're trying vegan, you're trying intermittent fasting, you're trying paleo, you're trying all these things, and you don't know what's working for you, I want to encourage you to swipe up and go right now and grab my Nutrition Made Easy 3-Day Challenge. It is only $7. I made it that way so that you have a little skin in the game, that you'll actually follow through on it and do the things, because we like to do that when we actually make an investment. But it's going to teach you the exact 3 steps that you need to know in order to solidify this nutrition piece. But what if, sister, you are out there and you really are doing the things with your nutrition? You know, you're already doing it on your own. You've got this piece figured out, or you're at least pretty sure that you do, and you're still feeling crummy, or you're still feeling worse. I was there. I absolutely was. And it was really frustrating, because I remember thinking, I don't understand why I'm doing all the right things and it's not working for me. And I've been in the women's wellness industry for 15 years and I couldn't figure it out. I didn't understand what was going on until I started to learn a few things. And these are the things I want to walk you through today, because there are 3 specific places where nutrition won't cut it in perimenopause, that if we, no matter what we do with our nutrition, if we don't know what's going on in these 3 things, it becomes really, really challenging. Like you can be eating all the broccoli, all the kale, all the protein, all the things that you think you need and that we talk about that are really important, but it won't matter. And if you're in that position, I've got you today. We're going to talk about 3 things, because when I learned these things, when I started to understand this and I did my own testing on myself, my own functional testing, I was able to figure out what my body needed so that I didn't actually have to change my nutrition too much. I just had to follow the right protocol for me, for what was going on in my body. So here we go. If you're a note taker, I'm getting right into it today, because I know we are all super busy and it's only going to get busier as we head towards these summer months. So I want to get you the answers really quickly. So if you're out there, sister, and you're really, if you've been struggling with your nutrition and you don't know what's what, I really encourage you to go and do the 3-day Make Nutrition Easy and Perimenopause Challenge. It's $7. It's going to walk you through step by step. By the end of it, you're going to know how to eliminate cravings. You're going to know the right amount of macros for your metabolic type. And you're going to know how to track it for a week so that you don't have to keep tracking, because tracking, you know, is very powerful, but it's kind of a pain in the you know what, right? Can we all agree on that? I'm not a huge fan of having to track forever. I don't want to be tracking my food. I know it can be really triggering for a lot of people, but we want to be able to pay attention to how our food makes us feel. And we talk about that, and I give you the tracker that you need and give you everything in this little 7-day challenge. So swipe up, click the link, grab that, get that done. And if you're not feeling flippin' amazing by the end, come back to this episode, because this is where I'm going to explain why in perimenopause, and really before perimenopause and after in menopause, nutrition will still be hard in, no matter how well you are doing with your nutrition. 3 places it's not going to cut it, and what we're going to do about it. So number 1, first and foremost, if you are not able in your body to break down your macronutrients, specifically your protein. And we can measure this, of course, in a dried urine test in functional practice, where we're able to actually measure the what's it called, indican in your urine. And that's basically a sign that you're not breaking down your proteins properly, which in turn means you can be eating all the things, because proteins are most critical macronutrient, right? We can survive off of, you know, lower carb, even though we don't want to, and it's not awesome for our vitality. We really need all of our carbohydrates, but protein's the most critical one. It, you know, it helps build tissue, it helps build muscle, and it's pretty critical for us, especially in the way we live these days, right? Hustling hard, working hard, doing a lot of things. So you can be eating all the good things, but if you're not able to break down your nutrition or your protein in your body, then you aren't getting the nutrients that you need, which leads to, you know, malabsorption and then malnutrition. So we're eating the protein, we're eating the right amount of protein that we need, but we're not actually getting the benefits from that protein. And what happens is, if we're not able to break it down, it ends up getting down low in our intestines and putrefying in there. Which, so not only are we not getting the absorption that we need, but now it's adding a greater workload to our liver, which is our main, like, grandfather detoxification organ. And if our liver is backed up, because it has like 4,000 jobs, if the liver is backed up, then it is not going to be able to metabolize your hormones. So we can start to see the cascading effect of, oh no, I'm not breaking down my proteins, I'm not feeling well, I don't have the energy that I need, and now my metabolization of my hormones is compromised. And this is when we can, before we should, start to feel issues and start to experience greater issues, particularly in perimenopause, with our hormones, because our liver is now backed up. And so if you are not breaking down your proteins, you might be dealing with things like, you know, brittle hair, skin and nails. Your hair might be falling out that way. You might be dealing with some indigestion and digestive issues, especially later in the day, maybe not all day, but maybe after dinner you're having like some gas or bloating, or maybe you're burping, things like that. Maybe you're not, you know, going to the bathroom the way you should be, right? We need to have a good poop every single day. So again, it's causing this unnecessary hormonal issues. And we can test, as I said, we can test this functionally by measuring your indican in your dry urine. So it's an easy self-test that you can do when you work with a functional practitioner. But if we're not breaking down our macros, specifically that protein, and there are measurements as well for breaking down fat and breaking down carbohydrates, so those are equally as important, but specifically your protein, then we're running into some issues there. And it won't matter how well you're eating, you're going to start to slide into frustration, and it's going to cascade beyond your hormones and further down into your body, into your gut, in your mucosal barrier, into your gut health, and make you more susceptible to things. This is when we'll start to experience more immune system issues, where we definitely won't be able to repair and build more muscle or burn more fat. So that's number one, if you're not breaking down your macros, specifically your protein. Number two, if you have leaky gut. Now, this is a big term, and I'm going to try to keep it really, really simple for you. But essentially, we have mucosal barriers all over our body. Anywhere that the outside world meets the inside world, like our eyeballs, you know, our ears, our nasal cavities, of course, and then our biggest one, which would be from our mouth all the way down to our colon, which is our digestive tract. And we have a mucosal barrier there that is designed to kind of protect, you know, the outside world from the inside world. So what we put in our body, we want to make sure the right things are going in through the mucosal barrier into our bloodstream, and it wants to keep the other things out. But if we've been in a state of chronic stress, or we have been eating something that hasn't, you know, been sitting well with us, or we have a food sensitivity that maybe we weren't aware of, maybe we've been eating gluten and we shouldn't be, maybe we're eating broccoli and we shouldn't be, you know, so if we've been doing that for a long time, what happens is that the epithelial cells, which are there to kind of keep those things out, start to get opened further and further. And when they're chronically open, because something is constantly bothering them, and this can also happen from antibiotic use, it can also happen from toxins in our air and in our environment, then what happens is, when something bad gets in our gut and starts to get through those epithelial cells, then zonulin, which is it's released from the body to open up those epithelial cells to flush it back into the gut, because we don't want it in the bloodstream. We don't want these toxins. We don't want these antibiotics when they shouldn't be. We don't want, you know, foods that are irritating us to be getting further in the bloodstream and irritating us further. So it's a beautiful protection mechanism. But if we're constantly eating these things or we're constantly irritated, then these epithelial cells open up and then they become chronically open. And now foods that we are used to eating that we didn't have food sensitivities to are starting to create more issues for us. So that's a really simple way of working it out there for you, of explaining it. So now all of a sudden, again, the healthy foods you've always been eating are starting to cause issues here. And we can measure zonulin through dried blood in a functional test. So you can, again, use someone like me, a functional practitioner, to have that measured for you so that you know, do I have leaky gut or not? What's happening? What's causing it in the body? But if we're in this situation, then again, if we have leaky gut, then it doesn't matter how well we're eating. Something in there is bugging us. And if we don't get that removed, then we're going to struggle to actually, again, get the proper absorption. We're going to have more, you know, issues in our gut health. We're going to have some backup in our liver, and then we're going to have more issues with our hormones. So it is this, everything is very much connected, and it is this kind of insane cascade effect that's going to cause issues all over. And of course, left long enough, that's when we start to get into a diagnosis issues often, or chronic issues that maybe we need to see a doctor for. But in the meantime, we can spend years, decades feeling like crap when we don't need to. So that's when we know we need some good mucosal barrier support. We got to understand what foods are irritating us, and we got to do some real repair there. So it won't matter. Nutrition won't cut it in this place alone. And finally, number three, if you are dealing with a pathogen. So a pathogen is something that is disease causing. And if you're dealing with something like a pathogen in your gut, you know, we're talking like parasites, we're talking H. pylori, which is something that gets into your stomach lining and over 50% of the population has. We're talking fungus like candida or worms. If you're having something in there, then we're going to create further dysbiosis in the gut. So we're going to start to experience more issues in our food sensitivities. We're going to start to experience greater issues, of course, in our digestion, our digestive capacity, which is going to impact our, you know, immune system. It's going to impact our detoxification, that liver again, which is going to impact these hormones. It's going to make all of these things worse. And these things don't get to go away on their own for the most part, especially if we're already compromised. We do need to have a protocol that removes these things. Sometimes we even need a pharmaceutical to do that. But if you're in that situation where you have one of these pathogens, it won't get better. We have to get it out before we can start to reseed the gut and heal the gut and fix the epithelial cells, the mucosal barrier, and detoxify the liver and repair the hormones. And this is why, again, we can find ourselves in a situation where we are taking hormones and they're not moving the needle either. But specifically, these three situations come into play when we are feeling like we're eating well, we're doing all the things, but it's not making the difference. And that is because we have to find them. We have to know that those are there. When it comes to pathogens, we can do a GI pathogen stool test, which helps us understand, you know, are we breaking down our carbs and fats? Do we have a parasite? How is our gut doing? Is there any dysbiosis in it, in the good commensal flora, in the bad opportunistic flora? What's going on in there? But unfortunately, we can't really know these things. We can take a shot in the dark and take some things here and there, but we don't really know these things until we do the testing. And they're all connected together. So if you've been in this place, sister, and you are eating well, you've done the 7-day challenge, or sorry, the 3-day challenge. Oh my gosh. You've done the 3-day challenge, or you have been pretty on your nutrition for most of your life anyway, and you don't understand, you don't have answers from your healthcare practitioner, then this is the next step to start to dive into this type of functional testing so that you can get yourself back. Because there is always a time when nutrition won't cut it on its own. It's going to be a huge part of repair, right? It's a really important part. It's where we get so much of our energy. But even if we have the right nutrition for us, we still need to look a little deeper and understand what's creating it, what's creating the issue, and how do we remove that piece of the puzzle. So, sister, I hope that helped explain some of that for you today. I know I was there where I didn't realize I wasn't breaking down my proteins. I didn't realize I had a pathogen. I didn't realize that I was dealing with some issues of leaky gut. And I had to work on repairing those things. And now my nutrition does fuel me. It helps me build muscle. I'm able to lose weight if I need to. I am in a position where I'm able to get the energy and the nutrients from the food that I'm eating. And I want that for you too. So if you are listening and you need some support with some functional testing, I really want to encourage you to reach out, schedule a free assessment with me so that we can talk about where you're at, what's going on, and see if functional testing is something that is needed for you and talk about what that looks like. But for now, take a deep breath, tune into that body, ask her what she's feeling, get real about those symptoms, because I think one of the most important things is recognizing, am I dealing with these things? Am I bloated? Because sometimes we can pretend really well that we're feeling fine and we just blame the weight, right? And maybe that's a really good point to end on. If you're listening and you're wanting to release weight in the body, you got to fix these things first, because if these things are happening in the body is unsafe. And if the body is unsafe, it will store your fat. And remember, when it comes time to releasing that fat, building the muscle, it sometimes takes 8, even 12, even 16 weeks of healing before the body feels safe enough to start to be able to do that, before it has enough money in the energy bank account for it to actually heal itself and then create something new, right? We want to bring it back to that idea of understanding that our body is a bank account and we of energy specifically, and that's what we have to build up. And in our 40s and 50s, we've depleted that account quite a lot. We got to make sure we're filling it back up before we can make another draw to go put on muscle or burn fat. All right, sisters, if you liked this episode, make sure you reach out, check in, tell me what your thoughts are. And of course, reach out if you want to do a free assessment. You can swipe up, you can click the link and schedule it right in there in the show notes. And I will look forward to catching you in the next episode. And until then, be more in your life and not just less on a scale.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Period Whisperer podcast. If you liked this episode, take 30 seconds right now to write a review on iTunes and then reach out to me directly on Instagram at Bria_period_whisperer and message me there with a screenshot of your review. As a thank you, I will give you a customized free hormone audit to get you on your way to the best health of your life in midlife.